Were you calling my name? Sorry, I was just... Wrong? No? Everything's fine. Okay, coming home and finding your girlfriend shut in her office with her head in her hands probably isn't the best sign. There were some changes with the project at work. I'm still processing, is all. But seriously, it's not a big... Wait. Why are you fancy? Yes, you are. Fancy for you, anyway. I haven't seen you with a collared shirt on and product in your hair since... Fuck. It's Friday. Date night. Shit. Shit. No, I didn't forget. I just didn't remember? Fuck, I'm so sorry. No, I'm sorry. I can't. Rain check? Look, I know I've rain checked, well, a few times now. It's not that I don't want to, and I know it's your week. Even a night in would be a bit much right now. Order food if you're hungry, but I'm wrecked. I would be the worst date. I'm gonna catch up on some work and go to bed early, okay? I really, really am sorry. I'll make it up to you. I promise. Next week can be your week too. And you can call privilege when we're not at home. Not at work, but anywhere else, and your wish is my command. We've never done that before. And you'll have lots of chances to take advantage. No more late nights or weekends for me. Anyway, what do you say? Sound fun? No. No more overtime. I told you, it's not a big deal. The project is fine. It's just not mine anymore. I guess the board of directors want a project lead with more experience. Never mind that we were on schedule and under budget, but, you know, whatever. I didn't bring it up because I didn't want to talk about it. You wouldn't get it anyway. What? You wouldn't? It's not a criticism. It's just a fact. Talking about it isn't going to fix anything. And I'm not in the mood to be patronized. Seriously, it'll be better for everyone if you just do something and leave me to it, okay? We can reconvene tomorrow and figure the weekend out. Explain it to you? Jesus Christ. Explain it to you. Okay. For the first time, I actually got to make something. Not just paint by numbers for someone else. And I was fucking good at it. And then my dumb buttfuck of a boss calls me into his office and tells me about what a complex project this is and how it wasn't reasonable to expect me to shoulder so much responsibility alone with so little experience. Like he's doing me a favor. And you know what I said? That makes sense. And now, I get to go in every day and look at his gormless face and act like everything is normal while I watch him fuck it up. God, did you listen to a word I... No. I'm not going to ask to be moved to a different project. I don't want to be moved to a different project. And save the pep talk, please. We aren't going to get through this. I am. So just Stop trying to help. Because you can't. The only thing you can do is go the fuck away. Because I can't balance helping you pretend to be useful and getting my shit in order. Shit. Shit. You didn't deserve that. You're trying to help, and I can't deal with this right now. We'll figure this out tomorrow, I promise. But this really is the last thing I need right now. So if you could... What? No. No. You are not calling privilege right now. I don't care if it's your week. You're not. Take it back. I'm not pulling the ripcord. Just take it back. This is fucking bullshit. We agreed. We agreed that we wouldn't use calling privilege to punish each other. It's fucked up and you know it. Oh. So you're not trying to punish me? That's not what this is. Right. I know the rules. Mm-hmm. All right. All right, fine. If that's what you want me to do. Shower, put on my pajamas, and wait for you at the foot of the bed. Fine. Here I am, just like you asked. Look, we both agreed to the rules. You're allowed to do this. It's your week. You called privilege. Whatever you want from me, however you want me, it's yours. I won't back out. But this is going to be awful for both of us. You know that, right? Just... take it back, and we can... You're not even gonna undress before you get on top of me, and... You can't make me kiss you, but... You bit my lip, you ass. Okay. Happy? But it's not that easy with your hand down my pants. No, but I need something to hold on to with you. I know you didn't say I could put my arms around your neck, but I... God damn it. Fine. I'm trying to kiss you back, but it's... It's not fucking fair. with you grinding the heel of your palm into it like that. Is that what you wanted? You can make me come. Congratulations. Can you leave me alone now or what? What the? I can undress my. Where the fuck are you going? You can't just take my clothes and then... Okay. Okay. Fuck. I'm staying on the bed. But we could get this over faster if you just let me help you undress. That took long enough. And you forgot your underwear. Is that the game? I have to pull you out to what? Admit that what I need is a good fucking? Sure. Okay. Alright. Just get my fingers under the waistband and... What? I wasn't pinned enough under you? Need my arms above my head too? Just tell me. Tell me what you want me to do and... Ow! Fuck! Do you have to bite me so hard? There's gonna be a bruise on my chest now. Ow! You think this is gonna make me beg? If you want to fuck me, then just do it. But I'm not gonna... Ow! No, I'm not grinding against you. I'm not. Fuck. It's your fucking fault. Look how hard you are. Pressing through your underwear against me. What? Ow. How many times are you gonna circle my nipple? I am not trying to arch my back, but your lips and your tongue and, oh fuck, the way you're tugging on it with your teeth. Harder, harder, please, please harder. Bite it if you have to. What the fuck? What are you doing? Fuck. It feels like I'm. It feels like I'm gonna. No, I could do it like that. Yeah. I don't think I'm going to be wearing a bra this weekend. So, could I have my hands back? Come on. You know why. Let me give you what you want. Since when has this been about what I want? What are you getting off me for? You haven't even... Fuck. Fine. I don't want you to leave me alone, okay? God damn it. I want to pull your boxers down and see you. Hot and hard and ready. I said it, okay? Do you want me to beg? I don't want to, but if that's what you need me to do. Rules. Okay. I'll only pull you out. I won't hold or stroke you. And grab the headboard with both hands as soon as you're out and not let go until you say I can. Right. No holding. Hands on the headboard. Okay. Plant my feet? Okay. What for? Fuck. Is that what you want? To make me sore and swollen until it aches when I come? Until I beg you to give me a break? I will, if that's what it takes to make you keep going. The way you dig your fingers into my hair and pull, forcing me to look up so you can brush your lips under my jaw. Grace your teeth along my throat. I don't know if you're the sweetest man I've ever known or the meanest. And you're holding me so tight. Every time you fuck pound into me, it makes me clench so hard. It hurts when you pull out. I want to look in the mirror tomorrow and see everything that happened. I want to see you where you dug your fingers into my hips so hard. Just to get a little bit deeper, just to show me, just to show me that you... Ah! Sorry about that. I'm not tired. I promise. Wait, what are you doing? What? No, I told you I'm not. I'm not tired. You can't just tuck me in and go. What? Well, just look at you. How am I supposed to fall asleep after seeing you like this? You didn't even get to... What's that supposed to mean? You'll take care of it later. No. Absolutely not. You're not sneaking into the bathroom after I'm asleep to jerk off. What? Tell me I can touch you, babe. Please, tell me I can. All right. Just let me... get the lube out of the nightstand. To slick you up with, of course. And me too. Please. With everything, I haven't had you like that in such a long time. Had you back there. Come here, please. I want you to. No, I'm not too tense. After all that, I don't think I'll even be able to be tense, at least until Monday. Better than yoga. Here. Let me lube you up. When I roll over, I'll need you to massage some lube in for me, okay? You'll be able to feel me then, and if I feel too tense to you, then we just won't do it, okay? Thanks. Now just let me roll onto my stomach. A pillow under my hips. That's probably a good idea, actually. There. Yeah, I'm ready. Circles. Just like that. Do I sound tense to you? Then just start pushing your finger in. But you have to tell the truth. God, I've missed you. No, not this. I mean, I have missed this, but I actually meant you. Of course I'll tell you if it hurts, but it won't. I can feel the tip of you pressing against it. your hand rubbing my back. Just let me take a deep breath and push deeper. Oh, fuck. No, it doesn't hurt. I've just never. God, I've never felt so full of you. And the way you're running your hands over me. Over my back. My ribs. My stomach. My chest. It's like your fingers sink straight through to my bones. A little harder, please. Make me feel it. Do you know what you do to me? That hand sliding down my stomach. Where's it going? Wait. If you start rubbing my clit too, I won't last. I don't want to come. I mean, yeah, of course I want to, but not until you're ready to. Not until we can do it together, okay? You have no idea how bad I want it. For you to thrust and thrust until you can't hold back anymore. And you just... he just pour into me. Oh, those wandering fingers, you better be sure. Fuck. Yes, give it to me. Give it to me. Everything. All of it. Now. Feel you spasming inside me. Yeah, you can pull out just real slow. Roll over? Sure. Wait. Where are those lips going? I wasn't done with them. They are nice on my chest, though.
No, I'm not gonna fall asleep.
I'll tell you what I'm gonna do. I'm gonna take a shower with you. And then I'm going to lean against you on the couch while you order food for us. And watch, I don't know. What do you want to watch? Good choice. Yeah, I'll probably fall asleep before the second act, but if it comes down to falling asleep in here by myself or out on the couch with my head in your lap, I know which one I want. I need a lot of things, but being left alone isn't one of them.